Daf Mem Amad Aleph, starting the Gemara, Itma Hamafkid Peleis Eitel Chaveiroi, Rav Omar Keraglei Mishif Kidoiloi, Shmuel Omar Keraglei Hamafkid. Now, Be'emison, this is a very difficult Gemara, before to understand the Hemshech of the whole Gemara. So I'd like to be Magdim. I saw a beautiful explanation on this Gemara in the Birchas Avraham. And we'll be Magdim a few Hagdomas. And number one, we'll have further in the Sugya, and we had before also, in the Inyan of Tchumim, there are two Inyanim. There's an inyan habehime vakelim keraglei habaolim. That means whatever belongs to someone has the tchumim of the baal. That's one halacha. And then there's another halacha. We had learned, for example, shel shel petem hareyu keraglei kolodom. And there Rashi explained this halacha, that it means as follows, that if a person is in the business of selling meat, so he's mechaven erev yontev, that the tchumim of the meat he's going to sell in yontev should go to the kainim. And we had learned, we had similar halachas, that if a person is mashal akeli to a shoyul, even though the shoyul first borrowed it in yontif, there was only a verbal agreement there of yontif to lend it to him, it has the tchumim of the shoyul. So we see there's an inyan of tchumim, which is dependent on the gemiras das of the bailim. If the Bailam is Goyma Bedatai, that he wants that it should have the Tumim of someone else, it can also have the Tumim of someone else. So there are two Inyonim in the Gather of Tumim. There's Tumim, which are decided, Abahema Vakelim Keragle Haba'olim. That's one Inyon of Tumim, that if it belongs to someone, it has the Tumim of the Bailam. And then there's another Inyon of Tumim, that can be, that the owner can decide that the, it should have the tchumim of someone else. A marshal can decide with a verbal agreement that it should have the tchumim of the shayil. Now, hamavkid peiros eitzel chaveiroi. Now we have here a shayla that someone gave a pekodin of his peiros by a nifkat. Rav Omar Kiraglei Mishihiv Kidoiloi. So Rav says that the Tchumim are Kiraglei Mishihiv Kidoiloi, that it has the Tchumim of the Nifkat. Ushmuel Omar Kiraglei Hamafkit. And Shmuel says that it has the Tchumim of the Mafkit. So the Birchas Avraham explains, what is this Shaila over here? What is the Shaila? So he explains, this shaila is in the first halacha of tchumim. We hear halacha habehime vahakelim keragle habaolim, that a behime and kelim have the tchumim of the baalim. Who is considered the baalim lagabi tchumim? Is it the one that possesses the keli, or is it the one that has the shlite and the balabatishkeit over the keli? That means when one gives over a pikodin to someone else, so the ownership of the keli is by the mafkit. But the shlite, the rishus, is by the nifkat. He's the one that can balabatava over the keli. The owner is on the other side of the ocean. The shlite, the rishus over the keli, that the shemer has. And we find such in Yonim, Lagabi Chometz, we find such a loch, such in Yonim of a person as Mekabel Achayis on Chometz, so it's called Bershusoi, he was Mekabel Achayis. There is such a loch, and we'll find Lagabi other halochis, also Rishus can give him a din bailim. So this is the shaila between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that the Nifkad is considered the bailim, since it's Bershusoi. And Shmuel says, no, the owner of the money, he's considered the Baal. Keragle Hamafkid. So now the Gemara wanted to make a Meiridik Dimyan to this Machloikis, to another Machloikis. Leime Rav Ushmul da Ozdu Litamai. So the Gemara says, so it could be they're going Lishitoso. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah in Babikame, Im Hichnis Bershus, a person received permission to bring into a Chotzer his animal, his Keli, his Peiris. He got permission. That's what was spoken about, and that's what he got. What happens afterwards? What does Rishus mean? So we have here a Machlekes Tanoi. The Tanakama holds Baal HaChotzer Chayiv. The Baal HaChotzer is Chayiv Bishmiras Hadavo. Rabbi Oima Lo'ilom Eine Chayiv Achi Yekabel Olov Baal HaBayis Lishmael. That he's not mechuyev till he's mekabel shmirim. So the Bichas Avram says, Amir de Kipshat. He says the Gemara understood the machloikis, the Chachomim and Rebbe as follows. Let's say Reuven brings in his behemoth, Bershus Shimon. And he asks Shimon, do you give me permission to leave it here? Yes, I give you permission. Balachotzer chayiv. The Baal HaChotzer is Chayiv. What is the Baal HaChotzer Chayiv? In two things. In Shmiras Gufoy and Shmiras Nezokot. Which means, Shmiras Gufoy means that you accepted my behemoth, so that means you're responsible to see that nothing should happen to my behemoth. Giving Rishus means that you're Mekabel Shmira on the Gufa behemoth. That's one thing. But there's another thing also. Shmiras Nezokot. You're mechuyev also, if the behemoth will not be mazik someone else, you're mechuyev to pay for it. Or it matters if it's a tam or a mut, but you're achroi on the shmira. And the Gemara understood, why is it that way? The Gemara held because since it's bershusoi legabi shmira skufoi, that means the shlita over the behemoth is now biyad Baal HaChotzer. He's the one that decides where the behemoth is going to be, what's going to be done with the behemoth. The behemoth is birshusoi. So if it's birshusoi, so it's nichnas l'tachas ha-bailim l'shalim l'zokim. So you're the bailim. You're the bailim l'gabi shmiros and alecho. So the din bailis l'gabi niskei momen is not decided who owns the behemoth. The din bailis l'gabi niskei momen, if the share will be mazik, is who has the shlita over the behemah, and whose rishus is the behemah. So the chachamim hold that since we assume that accepting the behemah, giving rishus, that the behemah can be in his rishus, he's mekabel achrayis al shmiras gufa behemah, automatically he's chayiv aniskei behemah. So we see the chachamim hold Legabi Hilchis Niskei Momin, that the Baal HaBehem is considered the one who it is in his Rishus. And Rav Paskins like the Chachamim. What does Rebbe say? Rebbe says, La'oilam einei chayiv at shikabal olav Baal HaBayis Lishma. So the Birchas Avram explains that the Gemara held now, that Rebbe is saying as follows. Afilu he said beferish, I'm a kabul shmiras gufoy. He's only chayav on shmiras gufoy. His chiyuvim only come about with a kabbalah. If you want him to be mechayav on shmiras nezokov, he has to be mekabul shmiras nezokov. Without being mekabul shmiras nezokov, without a kabbalah on shmiras nezokov, I was a mekabel shmiras gufoy. I'm mechayev a shmiras gufoy. I wasn't mekabel anything. I'm not mechuyev on anything. All my chiyuvim will only come about through a kabbalah. So what do we see from Rebbe? So we see from Rebbe, if it was mekabel shmiras gufoy, he's not chayev on shmiras nezokah. Why not? Because he's not considered the bailim. The bailim is the true bailim. So we have here a yisoidus tikemachloikis and hilchis niskei momen. Who is considered the Bailam of the Behemel Agabi Shmiris Nezokov?
We have a machlokes, the Chachamim and Rebbe. The Chachamim hold that the Bailam and Shmiras Nezakov is the one who is Bershus, right? That's called the Bailam. And Rebbe holds that the Bailam and Shmiras Nezakov is the real Bailam. That means Rebbe said that Rebbe said, Einoi Chayiv is not Chayiv for anything. A fellow who's Mekabu Shmiras Nezakov. Achi Kabbal Olabal Bayis Lishma, he needs a Kabbalah and Shmiras Nezakov also. So therefore, the Rebbe holds that the Bailam is the one who possesses the animal, not the one who it is Bershusoi Ubishlitosoi. And we have here the same machloikis by Tchumim, that Rav holds that the Tchumim, who is called Habahime Vakalim Keragle Abailam, who's called the Bailam, the one who it is Bershusoi, and whoever's Rishus it is, it has these Tchumim. And Shmuel holds the Bailam is called the one who possesses it. So now we can understand, which is a very sosum dikke Gemara, we can understand how the Gemara was medame the machloikis of Rav Shmuel behilches niske momin to this machloikis in hilches tchumen. Omar Rav hun, Omar Rav aloche kedivrei chachomim. Rav paskin like the chachomim. So Rav holds that whoever's reshus it is in, that is the one who is considered the Bailam. Shmuel Omar aloche kerebi, that the Bailam is considered the one who it belongs to. Is leim Rav doma kerabon and Shmuel doma kerebi. So Mamela, that's be the machlokes over here. Omar lecha Rav, ano da omri afilo l'Rebbe. I hold like Rebbe also. This halacha that I'm saying that the nifkat that has the tchumim of the nifkat, this is afilo according to Rebbe. Ad ka lekoma Rebbe Yosem ela de bistome lekobel aleine tiruse. So the Gemara says as follows. You're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The machloikis Rebbe and the Chachomim is not a machloikis if something is bershusoi, if he's considered a Bailam. No! Everyone holds that if something is bershusoi, he's considered a Bailam. That's the true Bailam. No, Rebbe said over there that if he just gave him permission to bring in the behemoth, he wasn't the Kabbal Shmiras Gufoi. That's what Rebbe said. But you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. If he was talking about Kabbal Shmiras Gufoi, so if you're according to Rebbe, b'chayv b'shmiras nezokyo. So in our case, where he was Mekabel Shmira and the Chayvitz, so it is b'rshusoi, so if you're according to Rebbe, you'll be like the Ragli of the Nifka. So Rav said you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Rebbe is also made that the Bailam is considered whoever the Chayvitz is Bershusai. Now over there, it's not considered Bershusai because it wasn't Mekabel Shmira at all. But the minute he's Mekabel Shmira's Gufai, it's called Rishusai. Ushmuel Omar Ano Da Amri Afilu Rabbono. And Shmuel said, I hold like the Rabbonim. That means, what are you telling me? You're telling me, you see from the Rabbonim, that who's considered a Bailam? Whoever it is, Bershusoi. And I'm saying that the Mafkid is the Bailam. So you're saying, I'm saying not like the Rabbonim. Shmuel Omar Ano Da Omri Yafil Rabbonim. Ad Ka Loi Komri Rabbonim Hosom Elo Deneiche Lei Leinish Deneikim Turei Bershusoi De Baal Chotzer. Over there, he says, I also agree. I agree with you that the Bailam is the one what's considered Bershusai. That's in Hilchas Niske Momen, 100%. And since he's considered the Bailam, so he's Chayiv B'Niske Abahemet. And the Mavkid is very happy with this. He won't disagree with this. The Neichelele Inish, the Neikum Turei Bershusai the Baal Chotzer. A person is very happy that his share should be in the reshus of the balachot, the mazik leile mechayev. If the share will be mazik, he won't be chayev. That means there, you're right. Halachically, whoever it is, Beshusa is considered the Bailim, and the Mafkid is happy with this. So Mamela, so therefore, you're 100% right. Bailis is considered whoever's Reshusa is in. Avol Hoche, but over here, Minechele Leinish the Lakem Pere Beshusa de Chavre, here does he want that it should be in the Reshus of the Nifkat. So the Bichas Avram explains that Shmuel said as follows. In Yesod, that was the Gemara that started out by saying there's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel, who's considered the true Bailam, the one who it is Bershusai, the one who it belongs to. So the Gemara fell off from the Shmuel, said, no, I agree with you 100% that the true Bailam is the one who it is Bershusai. And theoretically, then it should have the Tchumim of the Nifka. But a mafkid is never maskim that it should have the tchumim of the nifkat, because why should he be hindered by the tchumim of the nifkat? It's his peiris. And what will be if he'll decide to use them in yontif? So he's stuck. He has to find out what the tchumim of the nifkat were. So the Bichas Avrom says, so just like we had another halacha, we had by tchumim there are two halachas. There's one halacha that it has the behema v'akelim keraglei habaylim, that the tchumim of a chayfetz are decided who it belongs to. And who does it belong to is considered the baylim, the nifkat is considered the baylim. But we had another halacha. We had a mashal keli, if someone lent a keli, and there was a verbal agreement erev yontif, so we say that it's been keraglei hashoyel, even though the shoyel did not get any schusim yet. He borrows it to the kinyan he makes in yontif. So we said there's another din in tchumim. There's a din in tchumim which is decided begmiras das of the bailam. And someone else can get the tchum who b'shaita is not a bailam at all. He can get the tchum. So Shmuel said that when a mafkid gives over his pekodon to a nifkat, so even though theoretically the tchumim should be keraglei hanifkat, but he doesn't want this. He's not maskim to this. He'll be hindered by such a locha. So therefore, when he gives over the pekodon, it's bedatai that the tchumim should remain by him. And there's such a din tchumim also. So memela, when he's giving it over, he doesn't want that this tchumim should go over to the nifkat. He wants it should remain by himself. And if he wants like that, so it is like that. That is the Maskonis HaGemor. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Etzion says a halacha, and later we'll see, Take, that it's often a Rishonim in the Sugya Vayitel. But the Mishneh Berurah says a halacha as follows. That our whole, what's the Sfar of Rav? Shmuel Getach Metatayne. Shmuel is tining that, you're right, he's the Bailam. I agree with you 100%, he's the Bailam, the Nifkat is the Bailam, but there's another cheshbon over here. What did Rav do with this cheshbon? So the Mishneh Berurah says that Rav held, I wish to disagree with you, because the case of our Gemara is speaking about that when he gave him the pekodin, he did not specify, and not only didn't he specify, he didn't have any intentions but after he's to take these peiros and yontif. He gave it to him, stop. For all practical purposes, these peiros will be by him another 3 weeks. Then, all of a sudden, in the middle of yontif, he fell to mind, he'd like to have the peiros. So now, Rav disagrees with Shmuel. He says, when he gave it to him, he didn't want that he should have his tchumim. Why should you say such a thing? He didn't know that he's going to need the peiros and yontif. He wasn't even thinking about it. So if he wasn't thinking about it, so then things go kehilchosoi, and it has the tchumim of the nifka. That's the svar of Rav. And Shmuel says, no, he's always thinking about it. He never wants it should have the tchumim of the nifka. So the machlokes, Rav Shmuel, is a machlokes when he gave it stomach. And do we say that he does not want it should have the tchumim of the nifkat? Zokte Mishneh Berurah and Shaar Etzion. But what is in a case that he had intentions that he had intentions to take her back in Yontif. So he says, Zloimi boy, if he told the Nifkar about it, so I feel halachically, it's the Tumim of the Nifkar, but the, just like we had by a Mashal, that the Mashal is Goymer Bedate, the Shev, the Tumim of the Shoyal, so here the Nifkar is also Goymer Bedate, Shev, the Nifkar, the Tumim of the Mafkin. But the Biraloch, the Sharatzin says further, Afilu, he didn't tell him anything. But he himself had Kavone that he has intentions to take it back in Yontif. So he says, so then Rav Zichem made it to Shmuel. Shmuel said as Svore, that Minechel Eilinish the Lake and Peri Beshusei the Chavre. Shmuel said as Svore. Rav only disagrees with him because Rav holds Mechitesi. So get him nishton. It will be, since he doesn't have intentions to take it away from him in Yontif, so let it have the Trumim of the Nifkar. It doesn't bother him. But in Yesod, if we're speaking about a case that the Mavkid Takev had intentions to take it away from the Nifkar in Yontif, he zichet didn't want to have the Trumim of the Nifkar. So then, Rav will be made to Shmuel, will have the Trumim of the Nifkar. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says Lahaloche. Later we'll see Lachayrat and Nafan Sugya Vayter. Now let us see Rashi. Im Hichnis Bershus Shoyroi Ukteroisov Upeiroisov Lachotza Chabeiroi. Balchotza Chayev Benezokin. And I think Rashi means Chayev Benezokin, the way we're saying Pshat from the Bichas Avram, that is Chayev. If it was Mazik, he's also chayv to pay. That he's called the Bailam. That when the Nifka told him, bring it in, ul the intar komalei, he meant, bring it in, and I'll watch it. Leima hach plukted the hoche kihach ozlo, that this plukte is going like that, machloikis. That it's called the kaime, that it's considered his linyan shmira, shmiras nezalkim, who adin letrumim, that whoever it's kaime b'shu, so that's considered the Bible. In my halacha, the Rebbe will be made. The Rebbe, like Polik, element like Porish, the whole Rebbe, not Rebbe holds, even though it's Mekabel Shmiras Gufoy, you have to be Mekabel Shmiras Nezokov. The Ilu Rebbe, like Polik, element like Porish, the whole Rebbe is speaking about it wasn't Mekabel anything. Elo Ul Stome, he said, some as they bring it in. Omalai. You know what ul means? I give you permission to bring it in, and that's it. And the rest you'll take care of. You watch your behemoth. But over here, in the machlokes of Rav Shmuel, we're not speaking about stoma, hella with the kabbal and tirusa, that the nifkad was mekabal achayis. So he's a mekabal shmuel, it's a kabbal achayis. Rabbi also be made that since it's bereshus ha-nifkad, so there's the, it's keraglai ha-nifkad. Ushmul Omar Anoda Omri Boho Afilu La Rabbonin. I hold like the Rabbonin. Ad kan leikom Rabbonin hosom de kaime bishus balchotzom. There the Rabbonin says de kaime bishus balchotzom linyin shmir. De kivin al gabi shmir. De kivin is sviru lohu de mistome. Ur va antolo koma. Since the Rabbonin hold that ur means am kabo shmire. Komalei. Koshkein, the Baal Hasher, Menech Nichalei, the Baal Hasher, if that's what he means, I'm zicher happy with this. The Muki Shairei Beshusi, the Baal Achotze L'Shomrei, so it's in your issues. I'm very happy that it's in your issues to Gabi Shmire, the Imazik Aisher, the Baal Achotze L'Machayvelei. I'm elated with this deal, that I'm not Mechuyev for the Niskei Hasher, Aval Hochel in Yintchumim, Minechalei L'Hinish. So now, as the sugya boils down, it comes out that in Yesod, everyone is moide, that the Bailam Lagabi Trumim, theoretically, should be the one who it's found Bershu. Say, that's the Nifkat. Now, Shmuel came up with a Ryan. Shmuel said, Afal Pikein, but since the Mafkid is not happy with such an arrangement, so therefore, when he gives it over to Nifkat, he still is mechaven that the Trumim should be Keraglov. That's, and Rav disagrees with this. It doesn't matter to him. Since he didn't have a special intention to take it away in Yontif, so Mamela, so he's masking it should be Keragle and, the Hamafke, Anifka. That's what Rav holds. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned in our mission as follows, that if the peiris of the Bailam, if the peiris of the Bailam were in a different city, it was pekodin by someone, and the Bailam made, and the different city was chutzlut pum, but the Bailam made an eiriv, that he can go to that city. So therefore, if those from that city made an Erev to come to the Bailam city, they can bring the Peiris to the Bailam, because it's, the Bailam made an Erev. The Amrit Keragle Mishayf Kidei Etzlai, if you'll say that the Tchumim are like the Ragle Hanifkat, Ki Erev Hu Mayhavi, so what does it matter? That the Baal HaPeiris made an Erev, but the Trumim are not dependent on the Baal HaPeiris, the Trumim are dependent on the Nifkat. So you have to know if the Nifkat made an Erev. What is the matter if the Baal HaPeiris made an Erev? So this is Akash and Rav. Omar Rav Hune Omri Beirav, Kegoin Sheyichad Loi Keren Zodis. That this our Mishnah that said that the Peiris are keragle habailim is speaking about that there never was a kabbalas shmire from the nifkat. The nifkat was never kabbalachais. Like again, sheyichad like keren zovis. That means when the mafkid had put it by him, he told them, "Listen, I'm not mekabel any achais. I'm giving you a mokim. You can hold your chafetzim here." So that means, like, this is your issues. I'm not accepting anything. I'm just being marshal you this mokim. So, memele, there's no achrayis, and there's no responsibilities, and there's no schusim of the shema. That means the whole lomdus of Bershusoi, that we said that a shema is considered a bailim, that means a shema who has responsibilities, is also schusim. He can decide what to do with it, where to put it. That's a chelik of his Kabbalah Sachai. So he's a Bailam. He can balabatava over the chayfetz. He's considered a Bailam. But the Gemara says, our mission is not speaking about such a case. It's speaking about, he told them, you want to leave your peiris here. This keren zovius, I'm being marshal to you. A guten tog. This is yours. You can put whatever you want there. I have nothing to do with the peiris. So therefore, in such a case, so memele hashteitzach that the tchumim are keragle hamavkid, because the nifkad was never mekabel achayis. Let us see Rashi. Tnan vim irev hu peirosav kamoyu. Alme keragle hamavkid nino. So it's a kasha an. Rav. So the Gemara says, sheyichid loy keren zovis, the oishle beise, he lent him his house, Hilkach b'shus ha-mafkit heim. So, tak b'shus ha-mafkit. Abol hoche, de moshchon shoyme, machlekes of Rav Shmuel speaking about the shoyme made a meshiche, v'kibel olav shmilos, he was mekabel shmira and achayis and the chayfet, harei hein keraglo. The melech no kasha and Rav. Toshma, so the Gemara es ha-kasha, from the safe of the Mishnah, Misha Zimain Etzlei Oyuchim, a person who invited Oyuchim. Now, after they leave him, he wants to send along monies. He wants to send along some presents with them they should take home. Now, these Oyuchim came Chutz L'Tchum, or they made an Erev Erev Yontev. So now, but the monies of the Balabayis, the Balabayis didn't make an Erev. So memele, the monos are like the ragle habalabites. So therefore the Mishnah says, Mishis, zimein etz lo yoichim, a person invited yoichim, lo yoilichu biyoda monos, they should not take along with them the monos from the balabos, because they'll be taking it chutz l'tchum. Elim kein ziko lehem at money same erev yontev. So the only way he can send them back with monies, he was mezake for them, these monies erev yontev. So comes that erev yontev, these monies already had belonged to them. He was mezake, and so mamelev belonged to them, so it's keragle habailim, they're the bailim. So mamelev, they're permitted to take back the monies to where they were living, because they made a erev, and it's keragle. Frag the Gemara, Amor de Kekashe. Frag the Gemara, he was mezake to them, erev yontev, the monies. Fine. So the monies belong to them. But where are the monies, erev yontev? Where were the monies, erev yontev? In his house. So it comes out, it's their monies, and he's a nifkat. Now, so it's Amor de Kekashe and Rav. According to Rav, Rav says that you always look, it's keragle hanifkat. So what did he accomplish by being mizake them the monies? But he's a shamer on the monies. He's a nifkad on the monies. If he's a nifkad on the monies, so male it's keraglov. So what did he accomplish with being mizake the oichem monies erev yontev? V'amrit kelragle mishiv kidei etzloi. If you'll say like Rav, that the tchumim are like the ragle of the nifkad, so what do I gain? What do I accomplish by being mizake? The monies to the oichim. About al koponim, I'm a nifkat, so weiter it has my tchumim. Ochinami. So the Gemara answers, he will also say the same teretz. Kiven shezikelahem al yedei acher, since he was mezakelam al yedei acher, kimi sheyichad lo ikeren zovistomi. So dachsamir, the Gemara means to say as follows, that normally, if someone gives me a chayfet, so normally I'm a kabel shmire. He gives it to me. I'm a kabel shmire. Here, between you and me, they don't even know about the whole story. They don't know what their balabayas intends to do. They don't know anything at all. They don't know anything at all, the Seichim. He was mezakel, zochel odom shalei b'fonu, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. So it's theirs now. So now it's theirs, but he'll keep it in his house. But there's no reason to say that he's mekabel achayis for it. He's a very nice person. The zikalem was very nice of him. And he'll keep it in his house. But we don't, since it was done shaloi b'yidiyosom, so mistom is not mekabel achayis. So memeila, that's what the Gemara seems to say. Kivin shezikalam ayidei ach, and everything was done shaloi ayideim, k'mishich le'keren zov is done. So I would assume the most he's doing is holding their chafetzim, their monis in his house. He's moishel them amokim, and that's it. But there's no kabbalah achayis. So there's no kabbalah achayis. So memele, so it's keragle ha'oichim. The boy is aimer. Now the Gemara says, if you want, I'll tell you a second teretz. Zika shani. The Gemara means to say, afilu you say he is mekabel achayis. Afilu say he is mekabel achayis. But let us just think 1 minute. Why was he mezake them the monis? Why was this whole thing necessary? This whole thing was necessary because he wanted they should be able to take it back home. So what's Farah Meshuginer is he? That means he'll be mezake to them the monis, and then he'll take it, and then he's mekabel achayis, and what'll be? This'll be my raglov. I mean, Zika didn't want that. So memele, so even though all the time we assume that it is keragle hanifkat, but in this case, afilu is mekabel achayis, but Yizicha does not want that the tchumim should be his. Yizicha wants the tchumim should be from the Eichim. So memele, and we hear such a thing, like a mashal kele of lechaveiroi, so we say that the mashal is goyme bedatashev the tchumim of the shoyel. So memele here, the nifkat is goyme bedatashev the tchumim of the mafkit. These are the two terutzim of the Gemara. Ela im kein zika, v'chi zika miyo melicha. But if he's mezake, he's meilich them. Verei biyodei hufkidu la'ach ha'sriya. After the sriya, they're still by him. Shma mino keraglei ha'mafkite. So it seems it's keraglei ha'mafkite. So the Gemara says, Ziko shani. Shrei kol atzmai lo'i osa elo lo'i heitzioi mishvisosai. The whole purpose was that it should not have his shvisa. Ulamidoi b'shvisa shalahem u'birshusam. So therefore here, he's zichem mechaven that it should be kirag le'ho'ichim and not like his rag. Let us see Taisvis. Elim kein ziko lehem, teima, lama li ziko. Taisvis says this is really going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he wants that it should be to have the kirag le'ho'ichim, he has to be mezake them erev yontem. So Taisvis says, lama li ziko, afilu bira chela kol echad ve'echon nami. As long as he was gaimer bedate that these monos will be for these zoichim and these monos will be for these zoichim, so that's enough. You don't have to make a meisa kinyan. Midi dahava ashoyu damrin leel. We learned before ava pishloi nosnu loy ela biyontet. We learned before that if there was a verbal agreement that I'm going to lend you my chayfetz, I told this to you erev yontet, so automatically it's bitchumei. Ha-shoyu, it's keraglei ha-shoyu. Without a ma'isekinyan, in fact, Tosfos a teima, why here do you need a ma'isekinyan? V'yishloima de-shoyu datei tvei akli me-ha-oichim al-monis. So Tosfos answers as follows. That over there, the shoyu wants the keli. He asked the Erev Yontov, he can borrow the keli. So therefore he wants the keli. So he also wants the tchumei ha-keli. So that means this inyan of tchumim, which is decided al yedei gemiras das, we have a mutual gemiras das bein mitzad ha-mashul, bein mitzad ha-shoyul, that it should be keraglei ha-shoyul. So if you have a mutual gemiras das, so it's taka keraglei ha-shoyul. Masha'enkin da'oichim, the whole thing of the monis gates in it as ayon, you're giving monis, you know, we're coming for a suda to you, you're going to give us monis. So the monis are not so important to them. So there's no gemiras das mitzidom that it should be keragleim. So therefore, you have to be mezaket. That's what Taisvis says. So the Birchas Avrom says a beautiful word over here, and with this he brings a raya to the yesoid we started off with. Taisvis said that there's no gemiras das mitzad da'orchem. For some reason, it's a gates in the stone, that's not so important. So maybe that's why it's not kerag le'ho'ichim. Frek the Birchas Avrom, so what, if there's no gemiras das mitzad da'oichim, so what's geit mir on if he's mezakelahem? So he's mezakelahem, but there's still no gemiras das mitzidom it should be kerag le'ho'ichim. So from this he proves that there are two halachis in Tchumim. There's one din in Tchumim, kerag le'ho'ichim, which is not dependent on gemiras das. If it's yours, it has your Tchumim. So Memele is Mezake Lehem, if they have Gemiras Das, they don't have Gemiras Das, it's yours. So Memele has the Trumim of the Oichim. Taisus asked the Kasha, why do you have to be Mezake Lehem? You can make everything with Gemiras Das. So Taisus says, that's true. But if you're making it with Gemiras Das, you need a mutual Gemiras Das. The Oichim are not going to be datum, that it should be like the Trumim, it's not so important by them. That is Pshat and Taisus. Tnan v'imirev hu peirosav kamoy. The Gemara brought a raya from the Mishnah that we go basel the bailam, not the nifka. V'imirev hu peirosav kamoy. So Taisi says, why do you have to ask from the sefer? Mireisha diktonu. Let's bring a raya from the reisha. The reisha says v'imirev hu bnei oisei ha'ir lo yaviu. The Mishnah says, if the Bnei Oisir made an Erev, they can bring it. Now, if you go, according to Rav, you go Keragle HaNifkad, why can't they bring it? It's Keragle HaNifkad. Leimotzi Lameidik, Dikalameimad Leirvu HaNifkodim. The Mishnah does not mean that everyone was Ma'arev. The Bnei Ha'ir were Ma'arev. So the Bnei Ha'ir are going to the Shtot. But could be the Nifkodim alone were not Ma'arev. The Keneska Kasha, it's Keragla and Nifkut, could be the Nifkut was not Ma'ariv. Therefore, the Gemara asks from the Sefer. The next Gemara, I think there's a Yisoidistik Machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. And first I would like to learn the Gemara according to the Rabbi, with the Rabbeinu Hananel, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Rav Chane Bar Chaniloi, Tolo Bisro Be'ivro Dedash. We'll see Erev Yontif. Let us just understand the story. Rav Chane Bar Chaniloi, was in Ashtot, and that evening he was there Yontif. This was Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, he got a package of meat, and this meat he had intentions, he's going to go, after the Sud that night, he's going to go back home and take the meat back home. Now, this meat, but he lived Chutz L'Tchum, so he made an Erev. There was an Erev for him, so he had made an Erev. Rav Chane Bar Chaniloi, Tolo Bisro Be'ivro Dedash. The meat was hanging on the briach, on the bolt of the door. That means we'll see exactly who put this meat on the door. Maybe it was a nice place to keep it cool. Anyway, there was a package of meat that was hanging on the briach of the door. This was the meat that he had received Erev Yontif. Also, lekame de Ravune, then he came to Ravune in Yontif, and he asked him a shayla. We'll see as the sugya progresses what the shayla was, but he asked him a shayla, I'm allowed to take this meat that was hanging on the door, I'm allowed to take this meat home. I'm allowed to take it home. So Ravune told him as follows, Omaloi, Im at toliso, if you put it on the bolt of the door, zil shokel, you can take it home. V'inu tololoch, but if they put it on, leiseishko, then you shouldn't take it home. Now let us see the Rabbeinu Hananel so far, what the story was. Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, this is the Losh Menach Hananel, Tolo Bisro Be'ivro Dedashe, he hung up the meat Be'ivro Dedashe, V'hivkidoi Eitzel Balabayis Be'erev Yontif. That means he was living by someone. And it seems that they asked, where should I put the meat? So they told him, put the meat on the Ivro Dedashe. V'hivkidoi Eitzel Balabayis Be'erev Yontif. And that was the Pekot, put it there Be'ivro Dedashe. V'osa b'yontif, l'gabi Ravune, and he came to Ravune in Yontif, v'omalei, mal l'mishkelei, now I'm allowed to take this meat, l'meizel hayoim b'tchum sheli, I'm allowed to go home to my tchum. I'm allowed to take the meat with me. Omalei, i'ant tolisalei b'ivro didashe, if you hung it up, so then it seems, if you put it away, so it's, you never made it a pekodin. Even though Rav says that when one gives a pekodin, so it's keragle hamufkodim. So theoretically, you put it there. You made them, theoretically, you made them nifkodim, so it should be keragleihem. B'chi agavne moide Rav, to have a keragleihem afkit. Rav is moide, that's keragleihem afkit. Why do loy afkadite legabe morede basic? If you hung it up, so it's not pshat that you made them shomrim, you made them nifkodim, you just hung it up there. But, the ant of kadete gabayu, but if you gave it to them, that means, you gave it to them, they should watch it. Ve'inu tolu, and they went to forget, so you gave it to them, and their shomrim, and they went, and they put it over there. Is loisishko, then you're not allowed to take it, because we paskin like Rav. Keragle hanifka. Now let's go back in the Gemara, and we'll see in the Rebbeinu in the Gemara. Now we'll see further in the Rebbeinu Hanan how the sugi goes. So, also lakami de Ravune, he came to Ravune. Omale, I at tolis zil shokel. If you hung it up there, you can take it back to your bias. It has your trumen. The inu toluloch, but if they hung it up, you gave it to them, you made them shomrim, loisishko. Frekte gemore, the iu tolu mishokel, and if he hung it up, how can he take it? Varavune talmide de Ravab. Avune is a talmud of Rav. Va'omar Rav keragle mishiv kide yatzloi. So the Gemara learned that even if he's hanging it up, it's also pshat. He's not putting it in his suitcase. He's putting it in their house on the Bria Chadeles. So pshat is he's mafkid it by them. So it's vaitiv kide yatzloi. So Gemara says, no, shani ivre de doshe dech mishich le keren sovis tamim. No, putting it up on the ivre de doshe, that is not making them shomrim. That is pshat yichin lebayis. They say you can put it there, but they're not mekabel any achayis whatsoever. They're not nifkodim. So mameila, it is keragle hamafkid. Fine. So that's good. Now let's go further. Amale Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. But let's go to the second halacha that Rav Huna said. The inu tolulei loy shokul, but if they hung it up, loy shokul, then he can't take it. What was the second member of Hune? Of Hune said, the inu tolulei loy shokul, then they can't take it. For Omar Shmuel had said, Sheir shel petem, hareyu keraglei kol odom. Now what does this do? Let us see, Rabbeinu Chananel. The end of Kadete Gabayu, the Inu Toli Loisishka. Vakshinen, Vichi Haigavne, Fek de Gemore. So what? So you made them Shomrim, and you made them Shomrim, so then it is, it's Keraglei. The Inu Tolu, if they put it up, Vomar Shmuel, Sheir Shalpetem, Keraglei kolodom. Now what does Sheir Shel Petem kolodom means? It means, we heard this before, that if a person has meat, he intends to sell the meat, so we say that Erev Yontef is goyme bedatoi, that the one who purchased the meat will be like his trum. The kivin de machrzi olei, kolodom daiti elave, v'choshkein ze shekvar konef. So it's his meat already. L'cheira other rishenim amavaya noch besser. The mavaya, I mean, they knew. This is be'emison, the din we had mentioned before from the Sharetzi, and actually the Ra'os says claw like this, and the Taisis Rit says claw like this. The Taisis Rit says that afilu they became shaymrim, but they knew that he wants to take it home in Yontif. They knew his schedule. He's going to go home in Yontif. So memela safilu halachically, it's kiragleihem, but halachically, if a person is selling meat, so Erev Yontav the boss is also kiraglov. Afal pike, but since he knows that people are going to purchase it in Yontav, and they'll need it should be kiraglei halachayev, so the goyme vedatim should have the tchumim of the ragleihem. So memela, so the yes, akashe teravashi, akashe teravashi, Rafuna doesn't make sense. That means afilu will say that they're shomrim and it's boshusam, but they zicher were goyme bedatum that it should be the tchum of Rabbi Baba Chana, of Rav Chana. That's the kashe of Rav Chana Bachaniloi. That's the kashe. One kashe. Second kasha, let's know that this kasha who asked, Rafil asked Rav Ashi. Omale Ravino Rav Ashi, Ravino asked another kasha, a similar kasha, Ve'inu Toli Lei, Afilu, he made them shomrim, and they hung it up on Ivra the Dasha. Loi shokol, he can't take it home. V'omar Abba, Baba, Chana, Rabbi Yechanan, Alochik, Rabdoise. We had learned before that if there's one Roya in the Shtot, so Afilu was not given over to the Roya. Erev Yonte, but we say it's Karagle or Roya, because there's a Gmiras Das, should have the Trumim of the Roya, because everyone's going to give it over to this Roya. So the same type of Akash, since they knew he needs to take it home, so the Zichre Goymer Bedatom, they should take it home. So that means, so I feel according to Rav, it should be here, Keragle, Hamafkid. Omale Rav Ashi le Rav Kahane. Now, they were bombarding Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi also had a kasha to ask. Omale Rav Ashi le Rav Kahane, ve'inu toli le shokul. What's pshat in this psak of Rav Hune? Vimino toli le shokul, vosnana ba'ime va'kelem keragle ha'baylem. Now, what is Rav Ashi's kasha? Rav Ashi is asking a kasha, a third kasha. We learned ha'behemah v'akelim keragle ha'baylam. Now this is a very shmer kasha. What's your kasha? Sure, ha'behemah v'akelim keragle ha'baylam. That if it's by the baylam. But here it's a nifkat. He made them a nifkat. In Rav holds, that's keragle a nifkat. So what's your kasha? The first two kashas were legitimate kashas. Now yes, even though it's keragle a nifkat, they were goyma b'das and it should be keragle ha'mafkid. Because they know the mafkid has to take it home. But what's your kasha? This kasha the Rashba asks on the Gemara, and he says that we have to be goyres like the Rabbeinu Chananel. So let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Seder Berachvanu, Inu Toli, Vamash Mushol, Shepet Mekiragul, that was the first kasha. Amu the Ravashi, we have Inu Toli, Shokul, Inu Toli, Shokul, Shokul, Vamar Rabbeinu, Alochik Rabdoise, the Omar, Halekeich, Vemem, Mechaver, Merav Yonte, So it's the third mushel. And you also go by the Gemara's Das. Ashel kli mechavei roi, that even though he didn't, there's only a verbal agreement, is why the keragle yeshoyul. Hine, af al pi shehen b'rshus ha-mashel, even though it's b'rshus ha-mashel, Keragli Ashoyle. So Memele, so that is the third kasha. So it means all three are bringing three dugmois that we see, even though halachically, the tchum should be, by the person who is in his reshus, Erev Yontev, Afal Pike, if there is a mutual understanding that they would want it should be in someone else's tchum, so it goes automatically in someone else's tchum with their Gemira's Das. So what is Pshat in Rav Huna? And for the Gemara, Elashani Rav Chana Bachaniloi, the Gavra Rabahu, a very interesting Gemara. Rav Chana Bachaniloi was a Gavra Rabbe. What the Taitcha Gavra Rabbe? The Torit Bishmaite. He was very busy learning. And we'll see from Rashi, he was out of this world. That's called the Gavra Rabbe. That means by Klal Yisrael, there's not such a thing as a Chochem. There's a Talmud Chochem. If he's learning, so that's a Raya that, Eizeh Chochem Aloymed Mikol Odom. He's always learning. There's no such musig as a learned Chochem already. We don't have such a thing. Rav Chana Bachaniloi was a Gavra Rabbe, v'torid b'shmaite. He was completely involved in learning. V'hochi kom alei, so memeila will see to another shekel of a tayv here. Yi'at tolis, islach simna begavai, le'maschis daitach mine. If you hung it up, you have a simin, you're not masir das, zil shkel. Min inu tolu loch, maschis daitach, v'loi sishkel. So what does the Rabbeinu Chananel say? Zut Rabbeinu Chananel, El Rav Huna Hochi Kama, Rav Chana Bachaniloi Gavra Rabbe, V'torid B'shmaitai. I Utoli, if he hung it up, Yoi, the Goli Daitai, the Yoi Simne Shokele, Le Maser Daitai. So we'll see, speaking about Basar Shenis Alam in Ayin, so he'll know, he hung it up, so he'll remember which meat this was. So Memele, so he's not Mesir Das from the meat. Lemaser Daiti. V'inu Toloi, Chayish Dulme Mechal Filei, then we have to be Chayish, maybe, Okay, well, maybe this is a different shot. Let's not, maybe I'm mixing up Rashi, Chan, the Ben Hananel. Magia says that this is a third shot about Tchumim. Okay, well, let's forget about the Rach's shot. Now let us go to Rashi. Harashi Lem Shat in the Gemara. Look, Rashi. Tolo bisro ba'avro de dashe, ibro de dashe, the bosser was hung up on the bolt of the door. The base ushpezichne, under the house of the, where he was staying, shenosno loy tafche irmi ba'oidyoy. The butchers brought it to him by day. Bahu hoye ben ir acheres, he was a ben ir acher, shema'ar v'loy lovi lekan. Hochi gasin, amalek. Him atolisa, if you hung it up, zil shokel, then you'll have to take it. Be inu tolu loch letzolchecho, but if they hung it up for you, loy sishkel, she not permitted to take it, loy lichon lirecho, lakami meforish, time of yosel. The Gemara is going to explain. So first the Gemara asked, what's the first halach? If he hung it up, he can take it. Ay lechoyre, they became shomremanen. Shani evra dedashe, kloima. Shani hoche, de tolinu ihil gufe, ba'avra dedashe. He himself hung it up. Behem loiki bluhu miyode leshomre. They never took it from him. The chemoshi yichel lekeren zov is dami. He hung it up, and they nodded their head. So that means that they're just giving him a mokim where to keep the meat, but there's no kabbalah sachayis, there's no nifkat, and therefore there is no, so it's not keraglaya. Amalei rab hilo l'ravashi v'inu toli le shoku. Now, if they hung it up le shoku, for omar shmuel shir shalpitim arpetim areyu keraglay kol odom. That Shmuel had said that if you have a shoyl that's aimed to be nimkar, so the bailim is mechaven to gemedas, to shev the tchumim, whoever will buy it. Alme, kiven the ukme b'machshavtoi b'rshus kol misha yekneil, since b'machshavtoi he put it b'rshus kol misha yekneil, so the koine is permitted to take it wherever he wants to go. V'hachinami ha-birshusei ukme, he put it in his reshus, b'machshavtoi, in his machshove, b'rshus kol mi sheyikochenu. B'rshus kol mi sheyikochenu. Now, l'chayre from this Rashi, if Rashi would learn like the Rabbeinu Hananu, that we're speaking about the inu tolalei means the balabatim, the nifkodim, he made them shomrim. So what pshat ukmei b'machshavtei b'shus kol mishe yikochenu, that they put it b'machshavtei b'shus kol mishe yikochenu, they said it is reshus, what's b'shus kol mishe yikochenu? So if I'm not mistaken, that Rashi lom pshat inu tolalei means the butchers. The butchers that brought it, they put it on Ivre de Dashe. So they put it on Ivre de Dashe. And when the butchers put on Ivre de Dashe, he wasn't kainah yet. Because L'chayr will see, he didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. They never put it in his hand. They delivered it, they put it on the bolt of the door, and a guten talk. So L'chayr, so the Shaila is, so maybe it's theirs yet. So the Gemara made a dinyan. No. Just like we hear. By a basar shalpitim, also someone is selling meat. So we say that he's goyma bedat. Whoever will purchase it, he's putting it in his tchum. So here, this is erev yontav. He's delivering it already. Sephila, there was no Maisa Kinyan yet, but that's his das. Whoever's going to buy it, it should be in their trum. He realizes that the Koinim are Shem Reyontim. So that would be very good, the Loshen of Rashi. Alma, Kim Dukme b'marshavte b'shus kol mishi yikneyu. If he b'marshavte, he put it b'shus kol mishi yikneyu, mutar ha-koine l'alichel m'koime, v'ochenami ho b'shuse ukme b'marshavte, l'cheire, the butcher put it b'marshavte b'shuse, b'shus kol mishi yikechenu. So memele, so he's the koine, so memele, so putting it on the door, he meant it should be in his reshus. I feel it's not his in chayshim mishpat, but in erechayim it's his. That means that he was goyim bedatay that he shev his tchumim. Omer lei lavina l'ravashi. He did yesterday different kashi. Ve'inu toli lei loishokil. V'omer rabbi yechon alochi kerabdois. The omer there we find the reyu keragle haroy. Almer kiven the ein roya beir elohu. Since he is the only roya. Vanan sadi, the chol mi sheyesh le behema datoy shetehei keraglo. That we know that everyone has a behema wants to be keraglo with the roya. Amrinem basrei ozlo. V'chol shkein hocha savadu givis over here dukmuo behedya b'shusa. Here they brought it to his house. But daiti didei tolele. Does he put it up for him? That means even if you say by a roya, that again it means the butcher that's the chmir. That if you say by a roya, if the facts tell us that he was makne to the roya because he knows this is the only roya. Here there was brought for Rav Chana Bar, was brought for Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi. So it's a zicha, they meant it. So these two kashas were a kasha that means a fellow will assume that Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi was not kind to the meat. Well, he was busy learning, we said. That we'll see soon. Yizichah was busy learning. But they went and they delivered the meat to the door. So I feel he wasn't kind to the meat, but the yes kashas, but the zicher, a gemir is that, and should have his trum. Rav Ashi yes the kasha, now we'll understand l'choyre why Rashi did not bother the Rashi's kasha. Rav Ashi yes the kasha is keragle abaylim, but even the litzol chay talu Hashem, since they hung it up for him, havele iyu baylim. So that's me Rav Ashi meant to say, well, you're asking kashas that there was a gemiris das, that Taka never became his, but there's a gemiris das, you should have his tchumim. Rav Ashi said it was put up for him, so it became his. And I think what is fair, how did it become his? What was the Maisa Kinyin? Dasamir, the Maisa Kinyin was Chotzer. That means, L'choyre, since this Mokim was Shol, or Sochel, to Rav Chani, was living in by some place, so it's Chatzer and Shol Seicher, it's kind of for the Seicher. But even so, the Rashba had a problem. The Rashba says he doesn't understand the Gemara's Kasha. According to Rashi, Dachsim with the Kasha is Meiridik. The Kivin the Letzolche to Lua Shom Havala Iyub. He became a Bailam. So what do you have to ask with Machshavas, with Gemira's Das? It's Mamashis. Eloshani Rav Chano Bachani Lo. So the Gemara says, no, he misunderstood the whole Shaila. The time alav mishum tchumim, it's not out tchumim, El Rav Huni da oire lei hochi talmide der Rav. Rav Huni was the Talmud of Rav. The Rav oma beshrit as chulem bosa kivin si nisalem in a ayin osa. That if it's nisalem in a ayin is osa, but filo toli be yosid be beis yisro, it's hanging there the whole time, but it's nisalem in a ayin. The Rav Chona agav tirde de shmaite mashkar shah asokev. Rav Chona, because of the tirde of learning, so he forgot all other things. So we'll see soon. Before we go further, I'd like to say over, Rashi says something over here. Rav Chana agav tirde de shmaite mashkar shah asokev. I heard once, amoyredike maise, which we could see this, b'chush. I heard Mr. Goodfriend von Gesundheim told me he was once in the house of Rav Borber. And Rav Borber and Rav Reuven, his Eidim, were in the house. And he was also in the house. He was a bocher there. It was Tammuz. And Rav Borber had prepared for the shir. And he was going to the yeshiva to say the shir. Before he went to say the shir, he went to the closet and took out his winter coat. So Rav Reuven saw this. Rav Reuven said, Rosh Hashiva, this is Tammuz. Oh, it's Tammuz? So the Olita went to coat in Tammuz, so he put back the coat. That's the end of the story. But that is what Rashi is saying of it. Rabbor, when he was saying the Shir, he was not aware at all. If it's Tammuz, Taka, you're right. He was unaware then if it was Tammuz, if it was Kislev, he was in the Shir. So he knew, you go to the yeshiva, you go and take a coat. His Adam told him it's Tammuz, so you're right, so then you don't take a coat. That is what Rashi says over here. Rav Chana agav tirde de shmaitei mashkech shar asokim. All other asokim, he was, though we say in English, spaced out. He was not at all aware of all other asokim. V'hochi kom alei ravuni. I'at tolisav, you were the one that hung it up. Midi di ovid inish biyodei, something that a person does with his own two hands. Loi menashi. So a person won't forget. He did it. You remember, you put up the meat, some emailer, so you remember about it. So you're not Masir Bashamit. And the Basakhanalakhid, you know, Bosh and Salman Ayn is also, and you know that you put up the meat, will be Masir Bas. But the Inu Talulah after Lehoya Daitah Lakah, they hung it up. You didn't do anything about it. They mean is the hirim b'shaloch. They're not zoir b'shaloch. Va'aschu datai, they were messiah dat. It's v'loisishko, so therefore you can't take it. Now, from the lashon of this Rashi, it would seem, I have a problem with this Rashi, v'inu toluloch, it would seem here, speaking about the bnei abayis, not the butcher, because atoloh, heidaitoloh, kach v'heinenim zehirim b'shaloch, v'aschu datayu. I mean, if it's speaking about the Bnei Bayis like the Rach, so it's very good. So it's just saying that, somehow they're not careful. If it's speaking about the Bnei Bayis, it's good to loshim. Einim zirim b'shaloch va'aschu datayu. If it's speaking about the delivery boy, then it's takashver to understand.